First parak of Kedushin, sixth Mishnah. Kol anas adam ba'acher kifin shezocha zen ischayv zebech halifa. This is a very complicated Mishnah. So the Gemara has various explanations. The explanation we'll say from the Gemara today is the one that Rav in Baal Chanura brings, that kol shenas adam ba'acher means anything that is not money itself, but it is valued as money. In other words, a movable object like a fruit or an animal, a kli. Since let's say I want to switch a ox for a donkey. So the second I do a kinyan on the ox, then the other one is mechuyev to give me the replacement for that, the donkey. Yeah. This is a concept called chalipin, a type of chalipin. Yeah, so that's what we're saying. Kate said, "Hichlif shor b'pora, or por a chamor b'shor." He's switching a ox with a cow or a donkey with an ox. Kibin shazach hazen is chayv z'bechalipin, since one of them did the kinyan, automatically the other one, the exchange, goes to him. Yeah. Okay, that's one shot in the Gemara. Rishus gavoya v'keset. A person who wants to buy something for hektish can buy it with kesef. So if the gizba gave money to buy an animal, the fact that he gave the money becomes hektish. But Rishus Hedyot b'chazoka, for a non-hektish person to buy something, it's not enough to give kesef. We learned before, kesef is not koina, movable objects. It's not for, right? So it could be koina. Chazoka over here means meshicha or hagbo, which we learned in the previous Mishnais. In respect to hektish, if you just made a proclamation that I want this cow to be a korban, it automatically becomes a korban. It's as if you gave it over to hektish.